Hi, how's it going? I feel like I need to say I'm back. Yeah, anyway, I thought today I would do something a little bit different. Hi, how's it going? I feel like I need to say I'm back. But like, did I really go anywhere? I've just been kind of dealing with a lot of stuff on the back end. And yeah, anyway, I'm not gonna make excuses 'cause I want to talk about some fun things today. I believe this will be going up on a different day on Reddit, but for my patron, oh fuck, I can't say that word, can for my dear sweet extra strong supporters, reset. Hi. How's it going? I'm doing well. I'm doing just fine. Thanks for asking. I figured today I would do something a little bit different. I have had. Okay, so I collect dicks, like silicone fantasy ones. Specifically, let's be Pacific here. They are fantasy silicone dicks. We'll start there. Which is pretty apparent, I think, by now. Or if you're new here, hi. I also like watching far too much Netflix in one I'm like, too high or not high enough? We're fine. Because of my collection and my proclivities, I very often get asked something along the lines of, so dicks or dildos? And the question is usually framed more as a statement slash observation. Oh, you ladies don't really need us men anymore because you have all those toys. And the cold little part of my heart says, So anyway, that's such a horrible way to start. Rough. So I thought today I would talk about it a little bit because I don't think it's actually nearly that simple. And I guess I'll talk a little bit about my stance on things, my perspective on things, and I guess my like, yeah, anyway, we'll see how it goes. I'm recording this on a Tuesday, so I got a couple of my tentacle toys for thematic reasons. So I have a medium Ika from Bad Dragon, which is like the tentacle toy that everybody has. And it's pretty neat. I'll talk about my tentacles later. Did you hear that? That's my house goblin. If you didn't hear it, that's good. That might happen a bunch now if he's doing that. Anyway, so the Ika is like, yeah, everybody has that one if they have a tentacle toy. I've had mine for a long time. It's one of the first toys that I like custom ordered to be made. So mine is a second, what's it called? second visitor, second invasion, second kind. Second kind poor. So, to give a really quick mini review, I was actually pretty disappointed when this toy showed up. Oops. I expected the poor to be a little bit more, so it's like a light blue, and when you put it under glow or UV, you can see strings of green and stuff in it, which makes it cooler, but at the time when I got it, I didn't have a UV set up, and I didn't have my toys out where they could get a glow, so that didn't really appeal to me. It's got a suction cup. Anyway, it's not a bad toy. It just, I remember opening the box and being like, oh, I thought it would be prettier. And then we come back to, does it really fucking matter? Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes. Ooh, we'll get to that. So, the other thing I'll say really quickly is, in general, I find, I'm not a massive fan of tapered toys. I think by now I have a pretty standing, you can look back through my history. I tend to prefer, like, the girthy boys that are going to stretch me out all the way. I find, the tapered toys are not as exciting for me, at least vaginally. This toy's great for anal. Because of the taper! Go figure. I'll talk about that later, too. And then, really quickly, because this isn't a toy review, this is a fucking talk fap thing. I also have the squid from Fantasy Grove. I love Fantasy Grove. They make really cool pours. So my squid is called a confetti pour. So it is it goes like a shimmery, muted purple to a kind of, peachy pink. There's a bit of like orange in it. It's sparkly, well, shimmer. But it's got blue and yellow stars throughout the whole thing. I'm gonna have pictures. I'll have pictures. I always have pictures because I want to show them off. And the stars are UV glow reactive. It's just a really pretty toy. And it has more of it's like a squid tentacle. Where the Ika is like a tapered toy, the squid from Fantasy Grove has a kind of like paddle head. That's what his head sounds like. It's so... Okay, so one of the first things I did when I took it out of the box was I gave myself a high five with it, but like an enthusiastic high five. I wanted to see how hard it slapped. Pretty hard. That's good. That's a bad swing. Anyway, I like this one a bit better because the head has some fun textures and it gives me a bit more girth in my cunt. That's all I need to discuss about those boys, I think, because the main topic is dicks versus dildos, or men versus toys. What a fucking sack of rats is what I'm gonna say. Maybe I'll catch some flack for even doing this. But it's such a, to me, it's such a complex conversation. And I suppose we should lay down the ground rules of my biases. So I am a demisexual, which means while I can look at a person and think, what a nice looking human being, I don't want to fuck them unless I know that there's like an ounce of humanity in them, I suppose is how I would phrase it. I need to be able to bond with them on a certain level, emotionally or mentally. There needs to be something there besides a hot bod, which also kind of changes my taste in general. So to talk really quickly about I get, well, that's going to go into like the whole fucking thing. So let's just get into it. So for me, right off the bat, the answer is going to be more complex than dicks versus dildos, because there is more involved in dealing with human beings than just, does the dick hit real good or does the dildo hit better? You know what I mean? So I started collecting dildos because I thought they looked neat. I've been collecting for almost a decade, and I remember being on the Bad Dragon forums back in the day, and there was one person with a signature that said, "I'm not a furry, I'm just into unique dicks." And a decade ago, things weren't nearly as nichey and separated on the online world. You had furries, kinks, and granted, I was really only looking at the surface level of things too. I grew up in a sexually repressed household, so it's taken me quite a long time to like come to terms with the fact that I am more sexually motivated than I was allowed to think of as a child. Not as a child. Fuck. I'm not fucking rambling, fapping at all. I'm just rambling. We'll get to it. So the dicks were neat. I didn't really care about any association with any particular groups, because a large part of me thought, if it's a sex toy for my own enjoyment, it really doesn't give a fucking no fucks at all what it looks like to other people. It's just for me. So it's about something different. So to bounce back onto men for a moment, you guys are fucking scary. Okay? And I know you don't necessarily mean to be, and I can certainly be into that in a certain degree. But my past history has left me with a fear of men. and there's been a lot of work done. Most men aren't going to do horrible things to me. Most men are just going to be average human beings that are in their own minds, focused on their own shit. And sometimes that means they do hurtful things by accident. And it's important to remember that we're all human beings that have our own little worlds going on. So, engaging in sexual practices with strangers is something that I'm not super into. I've had some experiences in the past and they've been fine. They just don't work the same way for me than if I'm like interested in a person. Beyond their fucking dick. So you guys are scary. People in general are scary, though. I have anxiety. So, again, these are my own personal biases. And the other aspect, too, is when dealing with a human being, you get their whole pack, like their whole bag of issues, right? It's not just me dealing with my own shit. I also have to worry about them. Insecurities can be a really big issue for me. Because of my past experience, I find I can be really empathetic in an attentive way. I very much can feel a vibe in a room if I focus. And then make it feel weird because anxiety. Where am I going with this? relationships are hard for me to begin with. That Demi aspect, the needing to work a little bit harder on trust and intimacy. It's just how I am. We all have these issues to varying degrees. It's part of being human. So, dealing with men comes with those issues, and that's often in the back of my mind. There's also the issue of dealing with the way dating culture is. I don't know, it doesn't really work well for me. I'm going to segue quickly. I had somebody DM me one time and ask me, what do I think is the difference between living and existing? And I like those kind of questions. So I sent a thoughtful response back and got hit with a pickup line. Fuck off. It's fine if you sent it to start as a pickup line, but man, that really pissed me off. I put a lot of effort into trying to engage in a conversation. I'm a fucking whore on the internet. If I respond to you, it can always get fucking sexy. It just seems, dealing with people's hard. Which isn't to say that I don't like dealing with people. It's just, it's a lot more work to get to a point where I enjoy it. In comparison, well, let's talk about physicality really quickly. This is my pragmatic side coming out. This isn't meant to hurt anybody's feelings. This is meant in the most general statement kind of way. Dicks all kind of look the same at a certain point. Yeah, like you got like the foreskin versus no foreskin, veins, smooth. I kind of like the weird shapes. They just hit different points in my body than a human dick can. And if a person, like, we can talk about angles, but if a person isn't good with angles, the toys are always more satisfying. That's so mean, isn't it? Satisfying in a immediate return kind of way. 'Cause here's the thing. I don't have to develop trust with a toy. I don't have to rush into taking it into my body if I don't want to. I don't have to play that game of, am I trying to make them happy or am I trying to make me happy? Maybe something that makes them happy is a bit of an emotional call. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example where it's like, it's not like I would like to be GGG. So good giving game. We can fucking try it. Why not? But you do have to understand that that might come at a bit of a sacrifice to my comfort or something, you know? Just because you saw it in porn and it went really smoothly doesn't mean it's going to go really smoothly in your own personal bedroom. Because I hate to tell you this. I'm not trying to be mean, but you're not a porn star, babe. And neither am I. It takes regular people. You can't always do what the fucking porn stars are doing, because that's what they do for a living. is so rambly and not fappy at all. We'll get there. This is what I'm talking about, though. Like, listen to me talk a little bit, and then you'll probably get to hear me jerk off. But I don't know, it just feels kind of, what I'm talking about. Strong reminder, I don't know what I'm talking about. Touch the mic. I think the question always comes from a place of insecurity. And my response is always going to be, if you are a capable, creative person, the toys are a tool for you to use, not something to be scared of. I had one relationship where just the idea of bringing a vibrator into the bed, he got angry. And this was a guy with anger problems that by the end of it was telling me that he wanted to hit me. He got angry at me for asking, can I bring my vibe in while you fuck me? That's... he's allowed to say, I don't feel secure with that. Not everybody's going to have the ability to do that, but like, God damn it, guys. That right there ruins foundation for everyone else after him a little bit, you know? Until I decide to just have a mental break and say, fuck it, this is what I am, where I am. Also, I know where all the toys have been. And I know the last time they've been sanitized. And I don't need to worry if they will listen when I say, no, please don't. This really sounds like I'm like Team Dildo, doesn't it? Oh no, I've almost certainly hurt some feelings. But like, you can't fall in lust with a toy. Like, I suppose so. I have some toys I do really, really fucking enjoy. But it's a different sensation when it's somebody else, when it's a human being. The physicality, while the trust aspect is hard to develop, that pays off, at least for me, in so many different ways. Intimacy is really rewarding if you can get there and be in a space where you trust the other person. I think intimacy is hard for a lot of people because it's hard to really trust the other person, understandably. I can't develop that with toys. When I'm in the room alone with my toys, it's literally just me masturbating. It's fun. It can engage my brain in different ways. It's nice because I can focus just on myself. But especially because of my submissive qualities, I really get off on serving the other person and just letting them do whatever they want with me. And I can't shut my brain off in the same way when I'm playing with my toys. I can certainly try, but the brain doesn't have another person to focus on. That's part of what makes it hot. It's a lot of fun to explore and try new things. The toys are a way I can do that by myself. But it's so much better with another person because you have that shared experience. It's so fun to me to figure out those buttons to press and there's just so much to explore. And granted, not everybody's going to be into it, but I feel like toys are one of those things. It would be they're fun to explore with other people too. I really do enjoy the social, physical, human aspect of sex. I just personally have a massive mental block that makes me think that a lot of people aren't safe. So I got dildos. And then. Okay, well, I should say that human dicks don't all look the same. We've got skin tones. It's all a bell curve of dick, right? The vast majority of you are in like that big chunk under the massive bell. You all kind of look the same to me at a certain point. Like if I had to line you up and pick you out based on dicks, I'd have to spend a lot of time with them to fucking know. Like my toys, I can visually, they're like so different and dynamic. It's not meant to be mean. Vaginas look the same too at a certain point. So like, I just like novelty. Anyway. I really fucking fucked it up by just talking and forgetting to play. No, I didn't. We're good. I hate the question/statement of, I guess ladies don't need men because they got all those toys. Bitch, we don't need you because we can actually, like, make human beings with two eggs. We don't need the sperm. That's why we don't need you. I don't know if they're still doing that. That's quite old news. Nobody needs nobody. It can be a both situation. Yeah, I'm lucky I got all these toys, but I'm also kind of lucky that there's all these boys. And I feel like I should mention that because I do tend to lean much more into heterosexuality than, like, I have that bi streak, but I do only have experience with men, and men are what I usually am more interested in, sexually speaking. Yeah. It's just where I focus. I suppose it would be really interesting to be able to start talking about different experiences with different types of people. I just want to know. I'm just really curious. What's it like? I can only know if I do it. I'm not gonna fucking go off on Descartes. Come on, chick. Let's fuck some dicks. You know, I'm a really insecure person, so when I see that in other people,
I just want to like make it go away for you, you know? I just kind of like get started like a normal human being. So much insecurity around sex, and for very understandable reasons. I mean, main reason why I don't like tapered toys is because they're such a pain in the ass to get started. Unless you're doing anal, and then they're like, so good to start. Unplug that. No, I'm not gonna unplug that. I guess, I don't know. I'm a fucking bleeding heart, I suppose. I don't like it. I don't like it when people feel shitty about themselves, unless they have a good reason to, by like being subhuman. Someday I'll have to talk about what I mean by that. Not today. I do really like the suction cups on the Aika, which is where we're starting, because that's who I grabbed first. The suction, like, the suction textures are really... Fuck. You know, okay, I was gonna say quickly. You know what else you got? The fucking, if your dick isn't good enough for some reason? Your goddamn hands! Or your mouth! Or, like, literally your fucking brain! Get creative! I just... Fuck me. Oh, goddammit. If the dildos scare you, like... It's a you thing, and it's okay to have that thing. But, like... It's okay to think about it a bit, too, you know? Figure it out. Oh, shit. If you're really scared of toys... But... For the lady, like, for your lady friends... Buy headphones. fucking house goblins having a time. If you're really worried about wanting something different, making your dick a little weird or something, you can actually buy sheaths that you can wear. Fuck me. fucking finally. God damn. Thinking slow. Like, it's not like I can't come on tapers. It's just I just wish I felt fuller. But it's okay. Yes. Fuck me. Stop it! Oh, bitch. Oh, I wonder if the suction cups. I don't think so. We'll see you later. One tentacle. Remember Count Dracula from The Thing? See, it'd be really nice if somebody were here to, like, choke me right now, or grab my tits. I can grab them myself, but it's not the same! I'm gonna switch to the squid. Yes. And, I really like his head. Bromelia in that it, the head is kind of spade shaped, but then it goes to a thinner tentacle, and that means it's like, I just love it, because if I clench down, it pops real nice. This is really fucking good for inside. Where the Ica, a lot of the texture. Fuck. Should I just fucking fuck both of them? Yes. Oh my god. So like suction cups are like really good for rubbing, for like grinding, for grinding the clit. God. That's how I was made. Oh, yeah. I didn't really anticipate doing this, but maybe it was a good idea. Sorry, I'm thinking. I talked a lot, and now I have to think a lot. I dumped all the information out, and now I'm just empty. Not really. Oops, I'm fucking two tentacles at the same time. It's like hentai. Because here's what I'm gonna say. I feel like the squid is really good for inside, and then Ika's kind of. Oh my. Yep. Get another squid from Fantasy Grove. Fuck me. Yes. Oh. Fucking no, I don't know. Conversation got a topic, didn't it? Fuck me. Like 30 seconds, not even 10, one half a second to a ring. Rubbing against one another. it's really neat, that's all. Getting fucked is really neat. I don't care what it's with. I'm not picky. Oh my god. I take it all back. I don't love anything. See, I'm at the point where I want to be able to let go, you know? And just let it happen to me rather than doing it to myself. Toys again, sometimes rearranging is maybe the best way to put it. It's fine. My ovaries didn't need to stay in one place. They're useless anyway. Yes. Anyway, fucking good stretch. Fuck me. I just think they're neat. All of it's neat. You fucking great dicks, boys. Great dicks! You're all... Y'all got great dicks. But it also means you're all... You know. Oh, fuck! Let me come. Oh, motherfucking goddamn it. See, the squid doesn't make a lot of wet sounds, but she fucking slaps. Fuck me. I hope you remember to hydrate, because I fucking didn't. My stupid bottle's right there. Dicks versus dildos. You're all on the same team. Y'all gotta get up in them guts. Oh, speaking of guts, Vinny, you've seen Berserk? Can we talk about guts? Anime? I only have so much time to deal with insecurities. I've got more than enough of my own. You got a great dick, boy. Fucking put that shit to work. Or, like, carry on a good conversation or something. I don't know. I feel like this got really mean. Yeah, well, oh well. You asked for my opinion. I had so much fun, though. Thanks for listening to me. I really have to insist. This is just my perspective. I can't speak for all the ladies out there. I can't, you know, but I'm sure I speak for a small portion of us to a degree. I'm gonna get fucking ripped for this one. They're silicone art pieces I can use to get off to. Don't look at it like a threat. And, you know, be a good human being, and you'll probably get your dick sucked or something. It's a lot funner sucking dick than it is sucking dildos, I'm gonna tell you right now. But that's maybe a topic for another day, because I feel like this has already gone on really long. So good though. I don't know, let me know what you think. How do you feel about things? I am really curious to talk about it a little bit, I suppose. Because it's nice to hear other perspectives. I don't know. Let's chat. I hope you're having a really good day. I hope it's a good week for you. Yeah. And, I'll probably be back. Okay. Bye.